Marshall Welton, I had you in fantasy, and I was cursing you, dude, because Henry's riding really good. He got you and then took off, and he was riding great. So good job to Henry, but also screw Henry. But then, dude, you made it happen. With a pretty good collision, but you stood up.
Are you talking heat race or when Henry got me in the?
Didn't.
Well, he got me in the main. He did.
Me out. Okay, wait. No, Henry didn't get you in the LCQ?
He didn't. Oh, he got me in the LCQ or the heat race and the main. Okay. Yeah.
I meant the LCQ. You were battling, and good job for Henry. He just pulled away. But yeah, honestly, then it got ugly.
Kudos to Henry. We've had a battle our whole career, really, and it's always been us two battling, no matter where we're at on the track, what position we're in, and we always end up, we're just magnets to each other, and kudos to him.
The white flag went, and you were pretty far back. You made up a lot of time from end of the white flag to going into the other section, like after the whoops.
You know whose voice is playing in my head?
No.
Phil's.
Oh, Phil?
Yeah. I wasn't going to hear the end of it if I didn't make it happen, and so thanks to Phil.
Did you hold it on in sand? Like, did you feel like, did you scare yourself or something to close that gap, or do you think he may be messed up?
So what happened, I made a big mistake, I think, two laps previous to that in the little rhythm section before the sand, and I knew I had to, get back to work. And I think I didn't do anything different. I kind of just stayed the course, and I'm like, if I was there, and then I made a mistake, fell back, and then, back again. So just a little bit of yo-yo, and I'm happy that I was able to execute. I've been on the other end of that stick a lot, I feel like, in a lot of my adventures, but I'm happy that I was able to.
Did you know he was coming in when you got him? Like, you squared it up, and you're like, here it comes? Like,
I was the shoulder was braced. Right. I was ready for it.
Because he just kind of bounced off.
Don't blame him. I mean, I wasn't even going to be mad.
You'd do the same thing.
Yeah, I would do the same, and if he wanted to have words after, I wouldn't even be mad at him for it, It's almost like you have to, those positions are tough. Fourth place transfer spot. If there's ever a place where it's okay, it's right there, especially in the 250 class.
Maine was pretty steady for you. Like, you kind of, I had your fantasy, so I didn't notice you moving up too quick, but also you kind of finished where you started, I feel.
You know, Chris showed me +9 on the handicap. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fine.
Because you DNF'd.
Yeah, I did DNF. Yeah. Well, bike malfunction and bummer there, but.
If you have any problems with handicaps, it's JT, Truman, and Perabinos.
I feel like it's deserved, +9. It gave me some good potential, and I don't know, what does +9 give me for a 15?
You got 40 points. You did pretty good, 35, 40 points or something.
Star player, good. I'm happy with it.
But I feel like, you didn't move forward, didn't move back, like kind of stayed where you were?
No, I moved forward a little bit. Okay. Yeah, beginning laps, and you kind of picked away at it, and Henry ended up getting me, I think, 3 laps to go, just dogged me out, and honestly, it's been my first big race in a long time, and just a lot of everything. I'm had some good luck here and a lot of bad luck here, and I'm happy that I just make it through. I get a main event result in for the year, and something now I kind of expected myself to be. I was hoping a little bit more than 15th, but I'm not super negative about it. I think it's something respectful for the situation and where we're at, and. Just something to work on into next week. Hopefully we get closer to that top 10 and keep getting those single digits.
How's the team? First time I talked to you all year, so obviously the MX6 team, you joined them last year on Yamaha, switched to Cowie in the off season. How's the team?
Man, it's rad. I'm taken back with how many changes, we've made as a team since October, since, Ollie became involved. There's been we went from a lot of more of a privateer-ish team to really made that step to, professional, this is how we're doing it. And it's been great. I mean, a lot of these things I've never experienced with the team before, where a lot of these, my responsibilities are taken off the plate. So really respect that and have a lot of, excitement, looking forward to the future, just something to build off of. And I've been working back at MTF again, there with the boys, Lobby and Colleen, and it's just kind of getting the ball rolling again. That 250 East Coast off season's long, so it was just long off season. Didn't know we were stacking up, but I'm pumped to get things going again.
Cool, thanks, Marsh.
Yeah, thank you.
Awesome, thanks, man.